Ready to take your game to the next level? Meet your secret weapon, Full Out Collegiate Recruiting. With Full Out, you'll get the education and guidance you need to navigate the recruiting process like a pro. Don't let uncertainty hold you back. Join the ranks of successful student athletes who have trusted Full Out Collegiate Recruiting to turn their dreams into reality. Visit our website today at www.fulloutrecruit.com to learn more and take the first step towards your future in collegiate sports. Mention Region 5 College Salute Podcast during your free consultation and get a $50 credit when you sign on.
We are. Yeah, I said we are. This is Region 5 Nation. Pledge your allegiance. Get your liaison. All jeweled everything. Jeweled bows, jeweled cheeks. All jeweled everything. We are. Yeah, I said we are. We are the College Salute Podcast. You can call me K-Slice right behind the camera. Please follow the leader. This one here is J-Mac. But for now, let me get back to this regional kickback. A bracket's gone now, but I'm trying to get back. When they gave a grip and lost a flip for 5-6, yeah, I'm talking 6-up, 5-count, no room for error. Can you feel the air? Back to running circles, but who's going to run this town tonight? But wait, hold up. We'll meet you in Fort Worth, so get your Leos on all jeweled up, and we're going to see who's going to run this town tonight.
Began with four very close play-ins and ended with lots of drama and excitement. It's regional weekend. Up close and live for the best bars never to win. Sears is something. OU is outstanding you. Frazier was a show I never got into, but I'm all about the gymnastics of a Frazier. Did our R5U lineup make it to nationals this year? Who's moving on to Fort Worth? Oh, and I'm wondering if O'Keefe's favorite animal is a cat, because she lands like one. Welcome back to the only podcast with a gymnastics-inspired rap every week, the College Salute Podcast, the place you go for all you need to know about how our Region 5 alums are doing during their NCAA careers. You know Kim, back from Ann Arbor pretty much all week long. And of course, I'm Jason. And wow, regional weekend didn't disappoint. Well, depending on how you look at it. We have behind the scenes from Ann Arbor, our highs and lows of the other three regionals, and a final salute to our seniors' last dismounts. Well, those we know were their last dismounts. But first, a free way to support our show is by leaving a 5-star rating and a review on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to the College Salute Podcast. Tell us what you love about the show or what you'd like to see improved. The review helps others discover our podcast and join our Region 5 family. Help us to continue to grow our podcast, which is the only regionally based gymnastics podcast in the country. We continue to show our love for our Region 5 alums throughout their college careers, so please show us some love with a review and a 5-star rating. Well, before we break down the NCAA regional weekend, we have a quick soundbite from our conversation with our special guest that was supposed to join us for our 100th show, but remember, Jason is geographically challenged. Big moment this weekend. Take a listen.
I will tell you, every weekend feels that intense in the SEC in the regular season. I mean, you're going to LSU, you're going to Florida, we're going to Bama. Like, the competition is so intense all season. It sort of prepares you for these high pressure moments. And I will say, we were really strategic about our schedule this year. We did a double weekend in Texas with Metroplex on Saturday and then TW on Monday. And that was like the best thing we could have done to prepare our athletes to be ready for this regionals format.
That full interview pod and video interview will be posted soon. So make sure you check that out and stay for that. Well, Kim, both of us were behind the scenes in Ann Arbor. You taking photos, me trying to video within boxes, not hitting people trying to take photos. It was fun. First time I've ever had that experience, because when I covered Illinois' regional 972 years ago, I don't believe I actually filmed on the floor during the meet. I don't think we were allowed. There are only special people allowed to do that. We were allowed to train podium training, but not during the meet. So things have changed. I can't remember because I remember sitting behind my computer the whole time. So kind of cool to be out there. But I know you've done some of this already this year, being at, you know, obviously Big Tens. But what just stood out from you overall since you were there the entire weekend in Ann Arbor?
The whole weekend was a blur. I thought Friday was Monday. I went back to work on Friday and I was like, I literally thought it was Monday. I'm like, what are you guys doing here? It's Monday. Nope. The babies are like, it's Friday. I'm like, oh, okay. It's Friday. But no, I did truly realize, I always thought Chrysler Arena was very big. No, to me, it's small. It's small. Regionals at Pitt seemed a lot bigger last year. I had more room to maneuver around. I did not have a lot of room to maneuver around at Chrysler, but I very much enjoyed like how the floor looked. They put the little carpet things down. I very much enjoyed that. I liked that the DJ was down on the floor. DJ Mint, shout out. We're BFFs now. I love her. Her name is Nicole, actually. She enjoyed that she was down on the floor with us too. She liked being down in the action, which was fun. I enjoyed her. But I had a great time. The boxes, some of the boxes were very odd shaped. We did have a judge tell one of the photographers that he was in the way, even though he was in the box, that he was in the way of the vault run because the judges judge the run.
Yeah, I think it's just because they need to know when they run. I felt the same way when I was filming bars. I felt sometimes I was in the way of the judges, and I'm always looking back to say, I mean, how far out of the box am I in? I felt that too.
They just need to see him salute. They don't need to see.
No, that's true.
They don't judge the run.
You'll see it soon enough to make sure you know they're vaulting. It's not like they all of a sudden show up on the board. Oh, they're here.
I mean,
you're going to see them. But
the judge that was walking around, she's not a Region 5 Midwest judge. But she told one of the photographers, like, you have to move. They judge the run. And I was like, did that lady just tell you they judge the run? They don't judge the run. This is not level 3 from last cycle.
That arena being, as you mentioned, smaller, being able to maneuver very quickly, and you have to go over mats in that section. I always felt like, you know, can I step over this mat or should I step over this mat? Should I walk around? But then when you walk around, you're really close to the vault runway because you have to go behind the judge. So you're really close. And if they salute right then and there, like, oh my God, I'm in the way. So like, I was always like battling, okay, where should I go? I missed some beam stuff from some of our alums because of that problem. I was at bars. I'm like, how do I get there? But no, it was an awesome experience. But some standout moments, Jamison Sears. Her corralness is probably by far the best. At Beam, I don't remember the song. You may remember it when they were doing that, and her arms were going back and forth and jumping and running and fingers and everything else. And I was laughing. I mean, I was crying almost. Oh, it was just so
funny.
She is hysterical.
At one point during after her floor routine on the first day, she was doing all this dancing before her floor routine. And then after her floor routine was over, I turned around and Justin Spring was standing behind me. And I was like, oh my God, I'm exhausted. And he's like, she is like that all the time. Like, she's been like that since 8 a.m. this morning. I'm like, is that with or without coffee? She's like, and Justin was like, no, just, she is like that all the time. Just that much energy all the time. I'm like, I am tired. And I'm just standing here watching her, and she hasn't even done anything yet. Like, exhausting.
I know.
Exhausting. Where does all that energy come from?
Seeing that, I can now understand that she could run a prep rally of all the people in Alabama, whatever it was, by herself. I can see that.
Like her third day of school.
Amazing. Awesome. Fun to watch.
So much energy.
Fun to watch. Gymnastics is awesome, always, but, and especially floor. Floor was fun to watch live. But her energy, corral energy, cracks me up.
And hilarious. I love the dynamic between her and Makari. Oh, my God.
Yeah, absolutely.
Their dynamic is the best. And I have it in photos, and I sent those pictures to her, Makari's mom. And I'll send them to Makari also. But, oh, my God, it's like Makari watching Jamison is like a proud mother watching her little duckling. Oh,
yes.
My God. Their dynamic is
greatest.
We have more on Makari for sure in a bit, but I love that I was walking past her moving from floor to beam to film something, and she goes, "Jason!" Like, the cameras are there. I'm like, "Makari!" I'm like, "Am I allowed to talk to you? You know, US championships, we don't talk to athletes." But yeah, it was awesome.
I talked to all of them.
Yeah.
I wore my Makari shirt, my sick shirt, on the second day, and she saw it during floor. She walked by. She's like, "Nice shirt." I'm like, "Thanks."
Did it for you.
I got a picture with her at the end of the meet, the last day, with my shirt on. But she had like little tiny Jameson take it, so it's like the funniest little angle. I'm like,
yeah,
so
you said take a picture. I felt like I walked out of there and I thought myself on drive home. I'm like, I didn't say like anything to a couple people that I wanted to. I already reached out to a few of them on Instagram just to say, hey, sorry, I didn't, because I just wanted to say hi at least and, you know, whatever. But anyway, it was six. I was just like, oh, my God, I didn't talk to this person. What the heck's wrong with me?
Well, there's so many of them. There's so many of them that, like, how
can you talk
to all of
them? There are others that I talked to for an extended period of time. So I'm like, I could have given a little bit of time. So I reached out to each of those that I knew I missed. So
we could have done an all Region 5 photo. Everybody.
Yes, everything. That would have been fun. That would have been fun.
That would have been hilarious. Just, like, every single person in the meet. Just on next time, we just need on the microphone. All Region 5 people, please.
You're from Region 5.
Please report to the floor.
I found it very interesting, and I know we were in the box together before floor, that Luisa Blanco did not do floor
in
semis, but then competed in finals. They apparently were just absolutely sure they'd make it because, you know, if Luisa could have made the all-around, and that's when you make the all-around, so she wouldn't have gone. Maybe on beam, I think, but had possibly, however. She wasn't in the all around, and I was like, "Whoa, that's weird." And then she did compete in the finals day.
Yeah, because she was listed to do floor because I had her highlighted. I was like, and then
right, and we saw her people warming up, and I'm like, "She's warm up on standing here, like
right
talking to Jameson as Jameson's getting ready to warm up." But I'm like, "Why aren't you going?" But I found that very interesting.
So her and Maddie do this like very extensive handshake thing, which I have in a series of photos that I'm gonna do like a thing, like a Facebook thing, or not Facebook, Instagram or whatever. But they do this like very elaborate series of handshake thing before beam. But then she goes over and like touches it and rubs it and she's probably going through her beam routine or like words or whatever. But she just like stands at the end and has like this little like, pats it and rubs it and touches it. It just feels like she's like praying and patting and praying to the beam gods, like, okay, let me do this routine. Let me boop, 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 boop. I have pictures of it, obviously, but it just feels like she's just like praying to the beam gods and just having a little beam boop, boop conversation and like giving it a little tap, tap, like, okay, beam, here's what we're going to do today.
It's her version of Mia Tom's way of like praying on the floor.
Yeah.
She does her
way. Whatever you got to do.
Yes. You see this on the streams and on live TV, but it is nothing compared to being right there. When the athletes end up coming off the floor after they may have done their jumping celebration, which Maddie is one of them, and we'll talk about it in a little bit, but to be so close to the high five line in the corrals, like, first of all, just the excitement and the energy, and you just want to stay out of the way because you feel like you get knocked over. But then, like, the all reckless abandon it is. Like, you'll see them go boom, 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 hit him on the forehead, boom, 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 knock him in the head. I mean, just like, it's just reckless abandon, go, 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 high fives. And it's like those who like get missed. Make me crack up. They like have their hand up and they're like, and they just keep it there. And then they trickle back and hit the high fives again. But it is, it's dicey to say the least. I mean, but it's awesome to see and it's fun. And especially when they really get into it, you know, the high fives after a mediocre routine, you know, they make it look good. Oh yeah, I'm excited. Okay, good, good, good. But the ones that like really go out there, rock their set, just how energetic. I feel like the corral is going to fall over. Like they're just all in there and getting after it. And it's a lot of fun. But again, it doesn't do its justice to watch it on TV when you're right there next to it. And then that floor box was right there next to it. So it was a lot of fun. Anything else that stands out in Ann Arbor? It's unfortunate Michigan didn't make it. Watching that rotation, that last rotation, So tough. It was so tough to watch. I was standing in between bars and beam to get some of both alums. And I was just like, wow. I mean, just to watch, like, you know, Sierra go up there and know that she can't do anything about it. They are not advancing. And she even didn't have her best routine, which she would have probably had jumped Gabby possibly in the all around. But it's just crazy. But yeah, just to think that. I don't know. Anyway, but we'll get some more with the individuals coming up, because that is our lineup meet, and so we'll have more to talk about, especially obviously our Region 5 alums as we move on. But we do have some in here as well. So Fab 5-ish is definitely not 5 at all. Play in total point difference, Kim, 0.325. That's how much of a difference the team who won from the team who didn't and didn't advance. Combined on all of them, only 0.325 separated all of the teams. Basically, that's the point difference when you add them all up. Amazing. Obviously, there's a tie in Arkansas, and that had to be calculated by hand, I'm sure. And people ask me, well, that doesn't make any sense in our day, even the commentator. I don't think the program is set to have a team score of over 200 because when you add the scores back in, there's a team score of over 200, and 200 is the max of what you're able to get. You can't get more than 200. So I'm sure it's set that way. So they have to go into, you know, writing it down and tabulating it, calculating it, doing it on their phone, making sure it's all right. So it does take a while. That took forever to figure out. Forever. But it was just pretty cool that all of those play-ins were so well matched. I mean, it was good competition and it was fun to watch. Even if we didn't necessarily have much interest in terms of Region 5 alums in some of them, they were still fun to watch, and that was awesome.
The Ann Arbor play-in was very stressful for me.
Yes, she was. She was very stressed.
I was super stressed.
Ball State and Illinois. And that was one of the best ones, too. Ball State and Illinois was good. It was good to watch. I wish I was there to see it, but it was.
I don't do math. Yeah. And I was like just staring at the. Like, you can see it on the broadcast, too. Like, I'm standing there at the end, like, with my mouth open, just like looking at like the screen with my hand on my head. Like, and it's, I'm standing there by myself, plain as day on ESPN, just like,
what?
Confused as all outdoors. I'm like, wait a minute. What just happened?
Yeah, like, that's so awesome. All of them were fun, but that one definitely stressful. Also, we have alums that we're looking at, and also, you know, Ball State and stuff. So
yeah,
it's awesome to go against Big Ten. But that was none of them. All of them were good, Jamal. It wasn't like they were a big spread and kind of an off kilter. Oh, they shouldn't have been. No, they were all. It was all good competition. OU Live is a must. Absolutely. 100%. If you have an opportunity to go watch Oklahoma, you must. I mean, Reagan looked at the beam again. You know what happened. You know, got a 10. Well, at least in semis she did. Bauer's face is on floor. Cameras do not do it justice.
Let me tell you.
Let
me tell you. You cannot look at her with your normal eyes.
No, you
because
can't.
She will pierce your soul.
You have to look away. You have to look away.
And you will die.
Yeah, like, you have to look away. It's so awkward.
She will turn you to stone. She's like.
It is so awkward.
I'm going to tell you, I have the most glorious photos from Saturday because I did floor from the corner after her second tumbling pass, the layout one. And I must have, I don't know, I think I was maybe the only person sitting there besides ESPN camera guy, but I was the only photographer, I think, sitting there. I don't know. I feel like I was. And I'm taking these photos. And she's probably staring at the ESPN guy camera, but I felt like she was staring at my camera. We're going to go with that.
Yeah, and, of course we are.
Oh, my God. The photos are exquisite. I felt like she was piercing my soul through the camera lens. If I didn't look through my camera eye and I was looking through my normal eyes, I would have died. I would have been dead, petrified. It was exquisite.
Oh my God. It was awesome to watch, but I felt like I had to like look away. Like, she was literally in that corner in that box that we were standing in. Of course, I wasn't filming her because, you know, I only filmed one OU routine, except for obviously Hannah and Faith, but, and that would be Audra Davis, but, bars, of course. But of course. I just sat there and I was just like, I had to like look away sometimes. I'm like, this is very awkward.
Like, this is awkward.
But it's phenomenal, but very awkward, but phenomenal. I mean, Cameras do not do it justice. You have to see it live. And if you can be right there on the floor, even better. It was so cool.
Yeah.
You probably wouldn't get it from the stands. You wouldn't get it from the stands. Yeah, you wouldn't get it from the stands at all.
Nope. You have to be literally standing in the corner. I'm sorry.
Yes. One video that you need to check out in our story, in our highlights of our story on our IG, on our podcast IG, is Sierra vaulting. I caught her vault because I was, of course, filming by Bars and Beam. And I, you know, quickly brought up my phone and filmed her vault, and, you know, and in tall, so you can put it on social media since I wasn't filming a regular, you know, video. And I didn't notice this at the time. And then I went going through the videos trying to look over Sierra's vault. And the Alabama Matt dude, whatever it is, is standing with the mat, holding it. Sierra vaults. The crowd goes wild, and he drops the mat and claps. But never, ever saw the vault. I thought that was the best video. Of course, he's probably clapping with, the Alabama gymnast is about to start or whatever it is. I know it has nothing to do with Sierra, but we're going to pretend it did because it was phenomenal. And the timing of it was awesome. So you can check that video out. It's in our highlights of our IG stories, which there's only one right now. It's that one. So check that out. It's hilarious. It fits perfectly, like perfectly to her vault.
I absolutely love, though, that Alabama has, like, these mat boys or mat men, mat moving men, whatever they are. And they're, like, in, like, these great – they're, like, in nice khakis and, like, collared Alabama shirts. It's very, like – I don't know, just very Alabama for me.
Well, as you will come to hear very shortly, which some of you or many of you may already know, they don't need mat boys at Oklahoma. We'll talk about that.
No, they don't.
We'll talk about that. Oh, man. 39:05 in the final Teeter Town all around.
Yeah.
It's sad. Her bar routine, so good. So good.
Oh my God.
Her double front half. It was awesome to see.
And you know what? And I got her Takachi vine the second day, thank God. Because the first day, I don't know, new camera and people in my way. But I got her Takachi and like, oh, the emotions, like her and Ashley, like even Ashley, like, because she hit her bar routine. And, like, she had emotions. But, like, I wanted to cry.
Yes. Ashley reacted like she reacts after the routine.
I know,
Ashley was not reacting during the meet. I was very upset. I didn't get a good Ashley cam. She was not really herself on that day. But her reactions after the routine were awesome. She wasn't as dancing as much. And I was watching, but it didn't happen. But she didn't have her teammates. And she wasn't even with – was she with Megan? She was with Megan. They were in the same location.
Yeah.
The crown has been now passed, though. Tucker cannot wear the crown.
She can.
She has the crown by herself. Tucker is now the president of T-Town.
She is. Tucker
absolutely
Town
awesome.
Now.
Tucker Town. Ava Piedrahita. I think I said that right. Piedrahita. I was like listening to them say it over the loudspeaker in Ann Arbor. her vault, the half front pike, live. So nice. So beautiful. I wish I could see McKenna Smith's live too. Talk about someone who I talked that Miley has an knack for finding the ground, which we're going to talk about in a minute, but so does she on that half from pike. She sticks those more than she steps. That was awesome. You know, good to see. She struggled on bars, unfortunately. It felt bad for her. And luckily, Utah was strong enough that they pulled out of that. But her vault was so good. So love to have seen that live. But both of those, half on, front handspring, front pike, so good. It's like their job. They just stick it. It's so cool. Adriana Pop, that rock back handspring layout 2 feet. It's amazing that she does it. Like, I mean, she does it well. She did better on day two. The play-in day was a little bit off. Not bad, but off. The second one was nailed. That's cool because you don't see that. I think she is the only one in the NCAA. Because I know that back handspring layout 2 feet.
One of the girls from Ohio State does.
She does round off layout 2 feet.
Oh, round off layout 2 feet.
Yeah, the freshman that goes last. She does round off layout 2 feet, which is impressive too. But the only other person would be Connor McLean does do it as well. And she did at the beginning of the season, but then they took it out. Maggie Slythe, I talked about her in the last podcast to watch out for her from Air Force. I mentioned her dad, Justin, does our site maintenance for us and helps us out. Three good events, you know, bars look very good, beam, floor was very good, floor was very nice, trouble on her 1.5, she bent her arms on the table and kind of vaulted into the table, she does a nice 1.5, in the warm-up she stuck it, but then did not get off the table and kind of twisted back into the table, almost hit the table. I'm going to put it out there. Maggie will go to nationals some point in time in the next 3 years. I say that, then she gets into regionals that are tough and you never know. But I hope, cross your fingers, at least one time in the next 3 years, Maggie will make nationals.
Beautiful.
Gorgeous, yeah. I thought possibly she would have made it in here. But obviously, after she fell in vault, there was no way. So she wouldn't have made it anyway. There was a 39-6. Who had 39-6 in all around? Who's the all arounder out of there? I can't remember now. Oh, it's Skylar. We're going to talk about it in a minute. Actually, next. But yeah, no. So excited. And I've talked to Justin and say, hey, she'll make it. She's going to make it. And I hope she does because it's awesome, especially out of Air Force. I don't know if they've ever had a national qualifier ever in their life. Skylar Kilholm Wilhelm from Washington. Beautiful gymnastics.
That's not a German name. I don't know what is.
I don't know. I've watched her in person. She's come to UGA several times. My athlete, Cassie Barbanente, is good friends with her. They were, at national team camp together and room together and stuff. But I've watched her for a while. But her Jaeger to Bale is so smooth and so beautiful. Good form. Great form. And she does front giant half double tuck. You don't see that often. You know, it's not a combination you see a lot in college of the blind front giant half double back. You just see mostly blind fulls. So it's good to see something different because you don't see that. But what do you think about her floor? Because I know her floor, she's got very nice artists. She's got nice long lines in her floor.
She has nice floors. She has nice floor in terms of long lines, toes, presentation, artistry. It's pretty. She's just pretty.
She is pretty. She has a very, very nice front double.
She has a unique style to her. She's just very elegant. She's very elegant.
I would agree.
I enjoyed her routine very much.
But she is headed to Fort Worth in the all-around out of Cal. So congratulations to Skylar. Nice. Ilka Juke. That beam routine, number one, underscored. Very underscored. And it was a 9.9. I love Selena Harris. Don't get me wrong. She's gorgeous gymnastics. If you take the two beam routines, Ilka does a triple flight. Ilka does a full twisting back handspring that was perfect. There was not even a wobble on it. And who she rotated with, I can't remember, was like going nuts when she did it. She should be going to nationals. That routine was gorgeous. And she's had issues this year on beam, like ups and downs, up and downs. I know she hit a big 10s and it should be going to nationals.
Big 10s, her beam routine was gorgeous.
Yes, it should be going to nationals. I'm not the judge, but it should be going to nationals. Just saying, putting that out there. Glad you're in Iowa. You have another year, I think, one more year. Didn't she take 2 years at LIU? So we'll get to see it again next year. But I feel she should be at nationals. I think
she
Kim
should.
Would
that beam routine is exquisite.
Absolutely.
Like that is a soul-piercing beam routine. Let me tell you the things she does with her arms and face and eyes and legs and toes and
beams and
her cut. How many people in college do a Kachkova?
Not much. And it's
how many people in real life? How many people in life?
No one. It's too hard, and she does it perfectly.
She does. It's gorgeous, and that back handspring up onto.
Yeah.
Don't
absolutely.
Get me started.
No. Okay. So she should be at nationals. We'll put her there ourselves. Miley O'Keefe's air awareness. This is why I said she's like a cat. Maybe her favorite animal is a cat. On her double Arabian dismount is amazing. She stuck both in both days. That is not an easy dismount. I taught Peyton Murphy how to do that dismount, and she did it for a year, and we had ups and downs. Sometimes land forward, step back, step forward, run out at national. She took two steps forward. We got rid of it right after that. But you can tell at the point where she knows open. It's the same point, obviously, every time, but you can see it. There it is. Boom. Stuck. She has the awareness of a cat when it comes to that land. So good. Ellie Lazari at regionals both days. She got her swag back.
Oh.
Ellie looked great. Beam, layout both days, solid as heck.
Ellie got her swag back.
She got her swag back. Interesting, her vault, her year chinkle 1.5 both days was also very nice. She did the all around for them. Nice. And that brings up the interesting fact that Florida competed 7 athletes both days. Same 7 athletes both days. That's all. And you know there's 6 gymnasts that compete. So clearly, a lot of all-arounders. Yes, they had 7 athletes compete, but Ellie did a phenomenal job. But I thought that was very interesting when I was going through just to see scores that I'm like, they have 7 athletes. Utah has 10. That's usually the one team that doesn't have as many as most because they don't do, they do a lot of like multiple events, but they had 10. So Florida 7. Addie Wall, great freshman year. Awesome freshman year. Congratulations. Sad that you obviously didn't advance on to both, well, nationals yourself, but also Georgia, because Georgia, whoever turned the light bulb on in Georgia at this regional semifinal, God bless you, and make sure that light switch is always on, because
well, that would probably be Courtney Coupetz.
Wow, they looked phenomenal. They came out and did the job for sure. Beautiful 1.5 at regionals. 9.9 for Addie. It was gorgeous.
You know what?
Beautiful.
I'm so glad. I'm glad Addie did so well in her freshman year, because at the beginning of this like season, like not even season, like in the summer, all the people that were just like hating on her on social media and on Facebook in those groups. And there was this one particular person that I can't remember her name, but I know who she is and other people do too, who just hating on her for no reason. I'm like, girl, come on. I am so glad she just killed it this year.
Exactly. I mean, her and Lily Smith were a very good duo as I mean, there were a couple other freshmen too, but just the fact that they were both doing all around, you know, phenomenal, sensational.
Right.
Yeah.
And it's awesome. And Addie graduated a year early. This should be really her senior year of high school. So way to go, Addie, for killing it in your freshman year at Georgia, because girl,
That vault was gorgeous and regionals gorgeous. That one.
Yeah, her and Lily are going to kill it for the next 3 years. Like, I'm
gonna
so excited
that
for
team.
Them.
Yeah, they're going to definitely lead that team next year, for sure. Jocelyn Moore's bar dismount reaction. Now, Jocelyn Moore's bar dismount's beautiful, but then she points to Shannon, like literally lands. Aren't you supposed to do that 2 or 3 second hold? She points to Shannon first, not moving. She's not moving. Then the arms go up. And then she proceeds to jump 2 times around in a circle, bouncing, before she high-fives her team.
I love
the
bouncing.
What are you doing, girl? It was awesome, though. Phenomenal. And I loved it. And that definitely needed to be a shout-out, too, because I was just – I just like the point to Shannon. Stuck. Point. Arms up. Jump around 3 times or 2 times. It was funny.
I love the bouncing salute. Let me tell you. You know who else is really good at the, like, hold – boom, and then like the bouncing salute, Oklahoma.
Yes.
They all do the bouncing salute.
Yes, they do. That is true, they do.
I wonder if they practice that.
Possibly. Cal's trio, our Cal's trio, Andy's Jaeger, huge. Absolutely gorgeous. Gabby's finals beam routine. Except for her hop on her back.
I was gonna
hop
say, except for the hop on her dismount.
What
the uncharacteristic hop on the dismount.
The thing is, she stuck her dismount in day one or in semifinals one or whatever it's two, whatever there were in. But her flight series was sketch. It was questionable if that was connected or not.
Okay,
not
on
day two.
Every time I see her do this routine, she never hops on the dismount.
Yeah, no, she sticks. Awesome, a gorgeous, beautiful routine. And then Ella's vault in finals. If you need to do her and Caitlin Grimes, I think are the two foals that stand out the most to me this weekend in one reaction, and that would be Grimes. And Ella's vault in general, just the beautiful full twisting her chinkle. She can do it 1.5. It's what she tore her Achilles on. So, you know, she's, you know, still trying to kind of come back probably mentally about that, possibly. But beautiful full and just boom. Dropped it right in. It was so pretty. So pretty. Ella did well on all 3 of her events, but just so gorgeous. Actually, she did all around, didn't she? I think she did beam in finals. Beautiful. Absolutely gorgeous. But it was awesome to see. And, you know, great to see Andy doing floor. They pulled Jordan out to do floor, for her to do floor. I guess maybe thought Andy's was better for that point in time. I'm not 100% sure. MJ Frazier. I said I don't like this show, Frazier. I do like MJ Frazier. Needs to be talked about like Jade is talked about. I feel Jade always gets a lot of clarity. Now, granted, she is an Olympic gold medalist on floor, okay? And she does great. I mean, she basically pulls Oregon State with her. But she doesn't get as much attention, I don't feel. I feel she's overshadowed a bit by Maya Luzon. She beat Maya Luzon. in the all around. But Maya is the one that does the interviews. Maya does, you know, that. I love MJ. Gorgeous, beautiful gymnastics, beautiful double layout. Awesome job. I mean, I found it funny that her sister was hurt in prelims, hurt her ankle on floor or whatever, but she's jumping up and down in the stands for her. I'm like, I guess you weren't hurt that much. But, you know, crazy. I just love her. Gymnastics, everything about her. I'm a huge MJ fan. I was an elite, and I'm also in college. Maya Luzon, though, her round-off double full. Thank you, Kathy, for drawing that my attention directly to that, because I probably wouldn't have necessarily seen it watching both boxes, but she drew my attention. Watch this dismount. It goes all, like, round-off double full. It's 10 miles in the air. That thing bounces off that beam. Can I say I've never seen that before? No, I just have never noticed it as Kathy pointed it out. So thank you, Kathy Johnson, for pointing that out, because that's the best round-off double full I've ever seen off a beam, I think, ever. So good. Stanford, I called it. I told you. They looked good at Pac-12s.
Yes, you called it.
They looked good, and I said, watch out. Ira Alexeva, another Higgins Jaeger. Gorgeous.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
I was going to ask you about that.
Gorgeous.
The Higgins Jaeger. But yes, it's gorgeous. I was going to ask you who you like better, hers or Audrey Davis. But then I went back and watched, hers, and I would think that you would say Audrey Davis because hers is just higher and prettier.
Yeah, it's huge. It's, you know, Audrey Davis is big. But Higgins, any Higgins, true Higgins into anything. True Higgins. Yeah. Higgins is hard. Both of them are very good. But yes, no, actually, you know, I'm an Audrey Davis fan. I'll never back down to that.
Yeah, we know. She's amazing.
Chloe Windler, wasn't going to Nationals alone this year. She was not going alone. She was bringing her Stanford tree leotard Cardinals with her. That tree was hilarious. I loved it. Yes, when they first came in, and like, I think they began on vault, and they came over and showed, oh, they did become on vault because Chloe's ending after floor when she runs off, and that's one of those high five things we talked about earlier. But, like the camera went over in the tree. I'm like, what the heck is that? A cartoon on their leotard?
Have you never seen that leotard?
I guess I never have, because that was the first time. But that tree leotard cracked me up.
It's like the angry tree.
Right. But they're going to Nationals. Chloe, awesome. Did awesome job. I know her coach said thank you for coming back for a fifth year. It was just awesome to see. And I'm a big Chloe fan. But just to see her do what she did, it was awesome. And then Brenna Nault. James Bond, thank you. I love James Bond. All James Bond. Some of them get annoying because they're the same, but that was a mixture and it was techno version of it. It was so cool, and just the way you kind of moved. I loved it. Thank you.
Well, I love while James we're on Bond. Stanford, their stick is an actual stick.
Yes,
like
that's
an
funny
actual
too.
Stick.
Yes,
and they tie the ribbon on it, like that's in their mm-hmm. hair. And I love, like, during the when they have the individuals with them, they would give the individual their stick. Okay, so I have questions about the stick. One, when you travel on the airplane, I mean, obviously you didn't go on an airplane for this meet, but one, when you travel on an airplane, who takes the stick? Does it, like, go in the cabin with you? Do you put it in the overhead compartment? Does it go in someone's suitcase? Like, where does the stick go? Or do you, like, wedge it in between the vault board springs? Like, I just have so many questions about this stick because it's an actual effing stick. And I get it. Angry Tree Leo, actual stick. But how does this stick travel? Like, does it have a personality of its own? Like, if I had this stick, I would give it some googly eyes. It would have a name. So, Stanford, does your stick have a name? Does it have a personality? Does it have googly eyes? And where does it travel when you have to fly on a plane?
Does it have an IG page? And we will follow it here at the Region 5 Insider.
I will totally follow the IG page of the Stanford stick. Katia, if you're listening, where's the stick? I need the stick information.
Arkansas sure got on it, that's for sure. On a mission, Arkansas was 100%. And Jordan mentioned in the interview at the end of the session, she goes, we didn't want to make any moment too big. Well, this moment was big. And it was phenomenal. Haley Klein, awesome as always. Your Chinko 1.5, that's gorgeous, beautiful, doing it all season long, so good. Competed on her three events, beam solid, floor was awesome. I love the fact you talk about Addie having a freshman year. So did she. Haley Klein has had a great freshman year. She, of course, is going to continue on and get to compete in Nationals as Arkansas qualified. So That's awesome. But we have talked about this series. This is not the first time we've mentioned this, but Calista Gimeo from Arkansas, the standing Lele. So nice. So nice. And she does a side summit. So, of course, I'm going to mention her. It's just cool that Lele is so nice from a stand. We have a Region 5 athlete from Ohio who does standing Lele. But it's just so cool to see. But Calista, you know, props to you. But Haley, Arkansas team, Jordan, awesome. And I'm sure as you have noticed I hope you have noticed who our alumni conversation guest was. But, you know, if you don't, well.
If they haven't guessed by now.
Yeah.
A minute ago, you kind of sounded like Yoda. On a mission they were, Arkansas.
On a mission you are. You go nationals, you go.
You go nationals, you go, Arkansas.
Nationals, you go. You compete, you will. In red, you must. Do it for Arkansas, you will. I don't know. Anyway, moving on. Done. Enough of that. Sage Kellerman's vault in finals. Beautiful.
Yeah.
Absolutely awesome.
Duck that thing.
Couple vaults before that. Olivia Zermati. Just as well. Awesome. The only two vaults that actually stayed. Didn't move.
And
do you
want to
talk about MSU's landing issues, woes? Bar mats? What the heck was that? I mean, okay, the thing is, we do that, though.
Let's be real. MSU, okay, I have seen MSU compete a lot. And watching them at that meet, I was like, guys, do you normally have that many freaking bar mats? No. I feel like they don't normally have that many flipping bar mats. You know how you think that Ellie Buffet has a springboard in her sting mat?
Yes.
Okay. They brought that mat and put it underneath their bar landing mat. Because it was
got it. So they sprung. Boing! Yes. Absolutely.
But I feel like they don't normally have that much freaking bar mat. However, Leos were on point. So great job, Nicole. Two Leos. Amazing.
They won the leotard game there.
They did. They're so great.
Haley Bryant, bars in finals. I mean, I have no words. I have to have words. I'm a podcaster. I have to have words. I don't have words. It was so beautiful.
Wow. You are
gorgeous.
Speechless.
I mean, I guess her vault too, because her vault was also a 10. Two 10s back to back.
With a sprained elbow.
Yes, a sprained elbow. Yes. I'm like, what's going on here? Could she get four 10s at nationals? I wonder if she could do it.
I don't know.
It was almost done this year, almost, Anastasia Webb. But Anastasia Webb commentating. Hey, you know, there you can tell you're fresh, still new to it, but I was impressed. I actually liked it. There were some times that, you know, kind of like you're trying to a little too much, but a lot of times you fit right what you made a mention and you got off. Like it wasn't a lot of extra words.
Her voice is very like soft and soothing.
Yes,
like,
yes. No, it was good. Well. She did a great job. I did enjoy her commentary. The sound of the beam is definitely, it says you put that as your favorite. I agree.
Oh my God.
They put the mics in the beam is so cool to listen to it.
I love the mics in the beam, the mic in the vault. The mics are, I love when they mic everything.
Right.
Like the mic, they had two mics on vault, but the bars at the Cal Regional sounded really funny. So I didn't like those bars mic'd. They had a funny sound, like a chinga 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 sound. But I love when the beam is mic'd. I just love that hollow sound. And I always have, you could just play that and I would just be a happy camper.
Yeah. It just sounds so real. And like, you're there, even though you're not, you're right there seeing it. Cause you know, the cameras were tight. Like if you saw it in Ann Arbor, yes. But like on TV, like our cameras were a little tighter into a beam and then you hear this, like when they hit the beam and it's so cool.
So good. Yeah, that was amazing.
Your EMU cup is famous.
It is. It's absolutely famous. So I have my EMU cup, my EMU gymnastics cup that I made, you know, for when I have to commentate at the EMU meets. And I made friends with the music people who were sitting next to Nicole, DJ Mint. And you can follow her at DJ Mint. Anyways, so I had my cup sitting like on the music table, but I noticed when watching, I'm like, huh, my cup is like in every floor routine. That's fantastic. So I like pointed the Eastern Michigan out, you know, so it would be seen. So I was telling Katie, because Eastern didn't, they had individuals. I'm like, don't worry, Katie. The Eastern gymnastics name is in every floor routine. Don't worry. In the background of Oklahoma, Eastern. In the background of Alabama, Eastern.
Eastern.
She's like, thanks, girl. Thanks.
There you go.
You know, so my green. So when you see the green Eastern Michigan Cup, when you're at home rewatching these meets, that is my green Eastern Cup that is posted right there in that corner, being all famous.
That's awesome.
So shout out to Eastern Michigan gymnastics.
We all know that Makari tore Achilles again, so she's in a boot, but she has a little boot dance that she does.
She does. She had a little boot dance. It was great. Mm-hmm. So after you had walked by and said hi to her, she was like twisting around in this little corner, in the box, in her box, doing this like little boot dance. And I was like, Makari, I love that dance you're doing, that boot dance. She's like, thanks. Just learned it. The one time that I get to see her like live and in person, because I haven't seen Alabama like live and in person, she's in a boot. Doing a boot dance and not a floor routine, but
you know she'd want to be out there, but she'd made the mess of it, and she is a very good hype person and very good
she
hype
is.
Teammate.
She's the
and,
best.
And her and Jameson are funny. They
oh
funny together.
My
they are funny.
Gosh, mm-hmm. I have the best pictures of her and Jameson, and they are just like the little dynamic duo.
Yeah, like
and
the senior and the freshman. It's like about
well,
50
and it's like
now, but...
it's like her proud mama watching little baby
yes.
duckling.
Yes,
it's the greatest. It's the greatest.
Apparently my dreams came true in Ann Arbor.
Yeah, they did. Other than the getting to watch your favorite bar team.
Well, that's yes.
You got to do a handstand with the Stormtrooper.
Oh, yes, I did. I didn't even think about this. Thank you. Yes, I did this. The Stormtrooper is my favorite thing in Ann Arbor. Of all the Star Wars characters, the Stormtrooper has always been my favorite. I love Michigan Stormtrooper, and he was up in the hall when we were coming by. I'm like, I'm getting a handstand. And I got my handstand picture, took pictures with him, and he was impressed with the handstand in front of him. So,
and he did a five.
He did a five, too. So I don't know if I posted that picture. I'm going to have to post that picture. I thought I did, but maybe I didn't.
You did. You posted it.
I did
it.
Post it. I did post mm-hmm. it. Okay. So it's on our Instagram. Go check it out on our College Salute Instagram. But yes, no, you are right. I was wondering what that was because I know Audrey Davis was, I mean, just to watch her do bars was, I was done after that. I mean, hey, I made all my dreams come true to watch her live. But yes, no, the Stormtrooper for sure. The vault warm-up of OU, specifically Hannah.
Yeah, because I didn't see anybody else do it.
They've done
it
in the past. They've done it in the past.
I know they
yes,
have,
you're
but
right.
At that
Hannah is the one.
I saw
yes.
Hannah do it.
Yes.
So they, of the holding four people, hold the mat up over their head. And actually, you can see it online. Rachel Rybacki from Our Athletics actually has a good video of it from the side, which is amazing. They hold the mat up over their head, and she hand fronts up onto, like, pretty much standing on it, and then turns and falls to her back, and they drop the mat. However, that's very cool because come on. But the fact that KJ is one of these people holding the mat mm-hmm. in flipping spiked heels, let's be real. Yeah, that is really the
see,
highlight.
Oklahoma doesn't need mat boys.
No. they don't even need tennis shoes. Just throw your heels on and hold the mat. I was like, wow. Wow.
Crazy.
That's intense. And speaking of Hannah, you would have thought, who knew? She was from Michigan.
No, you wouldn't have known.
We didn't know because her entire family, her grandma, grandpa, mom, dad, brother, entire gym.
Every family in the gym.
Entire city of Port Huron was at the meet. If you did not know. If you didn't
right
know.
Right up in front.
Right there. Front. They all had shirts on. It says Hannah on the back. It was amazing, and I would not expect anything less. And when they announced her name both days in the march-in, she got the biggest cheers and the biggest response. And there's a whole bunch of people in the meet that are actually born and raised, like from Michigan, you know, also. And she got the biggest and loudest. I mean, it was like the Hannah show for sure.
Doesn't this make now number two this season of unclipped leotards during competition?
Oh, my God, yeah. Yes, because Karina so hard, her mm-hmm. leotard came unclipped on her floor routine. Leanne Wong did the same thing. She leanned herself so hard during floor that her Leo has come unhooked. We got to do something about these clasps.
Exactly.
Sylvia P. I think it's that's who does it. But at
the dismount.
But the dismount off beam is where I want to go with this also. Mm-hmm. She did a double full off of 1 foot. And Kathy Johnson Clark, she also proclaimed that she was a cat. And she is. I think yes. Lian Wong was a cat in a former life. Because it didn't even phase her. Like, boop, shoop. I mean, she may have, she had a few little, like a little knee bend at the top, but she just like, eh, double full. Okay. 1 foot, gainer, no problem. Got this.
Yeah, no, that was impressive. And I mean, it wasn't super high, but it rotated very quickly, but it was amazing off 1 foot. I mean, she is, she's amazing. Amazing.
She's Lian Wong.
She is. She is. Alabama was amazing for their individual that was rotating with them, which, yes. by the way, I love watching her, which would be Jay Mack at Illinois State.
But yeah, they did. They did her ISU thing for her, like her teammates would do during her Florida team, which I thought was so great that they did that for her. I just thought that was awesome. But I mean, like, how do you approach that? Be like, hey, Alabama, can you do this for me during my floor routine? Or like, does Alabama, hey, do you have a little thing thing? Like, how
they might. Like, they might because they do it. So they might.
Yeah. But I mean,
saying,
I love
that. Do
you
have anything we could do? Right.
Yeah. No, but I mean, I
Jameson,
love that.
Jameson is probably, hey, Jay, there's got to be something in your routine. Come on. I can't just stand here.
No.
I have to have a reason. I have to have something.
Jameson probably is like asking her as she's bouncing off the ceiling. She's like, right. So what is your thing?
Hang on, let me do my double layout. Okay, now what are you doing now?
What is your thing? She's like,
so funny.
Jameson
Phenomenal.
Reminds me of just like a little like ding, 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 ding. I just can't.
Changing angles?
Oh my God. Okay, so listen. This is just serious business now. Okay. Day one, they start their routines in one spot. Suki did it to me on floor. Shania did it to me on beam. Okay. I get all lined up, right? I'm like, okay, yesterday, last time she started here, she's going to, I'm right here, I'm ready. Then she started the floor routine in a different freaking spot. I'm like, oh, Suki, like you started over there yesterday. I was ready right here for all my prime photos I wanted, and now you're starting over there. But then Shania, okay, I started on this side of the beam, closest to like the bars on the first day, and I didn't have the angle I wanted for the wolf turn. I'm like, okay, that's cool. The next day, I went to the other side of the beam so I could get Shania in the right spot, you know? And where she started the wolf turn would end the wolf turn. No, girl mounts on the complete other side of the beam where I was yesterday. I looked at Lloyd. I'm like, she mounted on the other side. He looks at me. He goes, yep. So matter of fact, he's like, yep. I'm like, well, that was rude. Why'd she do that to me?
I know you were on this watch all weekend long.
Oh my God, I was
Ball
all
State
about
shoe
it.
Watch.
Oh my God,
I can't tell you how many times I heard about her these shoes when I got there.
Okay, so Ball State. Let me tell you, shoe game on point. Wednesday, all of you had some bomb ass shoes on. Let me tell you, I have photos of them. Okay, not to be creepy, but yes, I took pictures of your bomb shoes, except for Joanne. Because your shoes weren't bomb on Wednesday, and I told you that. And you were like, I know. But on the next day, on Thursday, those Nike Air Forces that you had on, they were all spajazzled, which I thought were Caitlin Betts, but they weren't. But they were all spajazzled with, like, the rhinestones. Girl, those were on point. And I told her that. And she's like, I know, they were so much better. She's like, I wore them because we were moving around more and we're doing more stuff. You know, we had more people all over. I'm like, well, those were bomb. Those were good. I'm like, y'all, shoe game is on point. On point.
Well, that was a very long Fab Five, but
it
we had lots
fab,
that we dealt with.
That was like
with.
A Fab 31.
Yes, watching all those. I watched every single session from start to finish. Slept through one, woke up in the next morning, and watched it again. Well, we're going to give our seniors final dismount. And some of these, we do not know if they are coming back or not coming back. So it depends on if they are a fifth year or not a fifth year. So fifth years, obviously, we know are not returning. But we're not 100% sure on some of these that might have competed their last routines. We're going to mention a few of them. Alyssa Alashari. We know she's not. She told me that at the beginning of the season when I saw her at a club meet. Bars 9-7, good routine. She hopped forward on her double layout. You know, it wasn't her best routine that she's done, but she hit it. She was rotating with Arkansas, where of course Jordan and that whole connection with Twist Stars, which is a lot of fun. Sad to see Alyssa. We got to see a floor routine this year, so I know Kim's happy. She can be done. She got to see a floor routine from Alyssa. But sad to see that Alyssa is, her career has come to an end. Awesome that she took the risk of doing runoff layout step out on the beam for most of her career, and that's a lot of fun. Carly Franz from Kent State on floor, very much a 2 foot first pass at regionals. It was Rudy layout 2 feet, but very nice double back last pass. I felt the 9.825 was a little bit low, but that was the norm for individual scores for good routines in that regional. Congratulations to Carly finishing out her fifth year with an awesome floor routine of 9.825. Hallie Hornbacher from CMU, 9.825 as well. A little short on both passes, not her best, but doesn't take away from how good Hallie is on floor. Her floor routine will definitely be missed. We haven't heard if she's returning. I don't think she is.
I think she should, but I don't.
She
think
should.
She is.
Yeah, I don't think she is. So awesome to see. It was great, and I happened to come back from grabbing something to eat, and I came. I'm like, oh my god, she's on floor right now. Literally, as she was posing in her beginning, I'm like, dang, thank God I didn't miss it. Caught that routine. Gianna Gerdes is done. I know that 100%. The coaches have told me she is done. It's confirmed. Minnesota wanted her to come back, and she chose not to. So she is done. Unfortunately, they will miss that full gymnastics package of beauty, power, grace, just awesome gymnastics. Finished her career 39.375. So that's awesome. But I am looking for a TikTok video, Gianna, of the Gertie. You need to do the Gertie. The Gertie, or however you say that little dance. Well, the Gertie, meaning Gianna Gerdes, Gertie, her dance for at the end of the Arkansas semifinal, or I think it was semifinal where they made it in to the finals, is hilarious. If I can grab that video, I will, and I will post it on her Instagram if I remember. Not the Gertie in terms of like her own dance. So I'm kind of playing off her name, her own Gertie.
I couldn't find it.
But I'll try to find that video. It was hilarious to see. But Gianna, congratulations. Awesome career. Awesome job. Loved watching you. Phenomenal. We'll miss those routines for sure. Emma Pritchard, solid leadoff as always. 9.8 on both bars and beam for Ohio State. Not 100% sure if she's coming back. Allie Morgan, again, another floor routine for Illinois. Got to see that one right up front with camera right there. And Sarah Garreau, not the best beam routine. Not the one she did at conference, which was phenomenal. She did stay on. It was kind of a little bit shaky. It wasn't bad. They had a little bit of problems. Townsend did on beam, but awesome to watch. Not sure if she's coming back. Avi Balzer, nice bar routine, 9.85. I've reached out to see if she's coming back. Don't know if she is or not, but awesome job in her final bar routine, if it is her final bar routine. Aria Brush, I know you said Aria, are you okay? Those of you who didn't watch it, she awesome led off her floor. I mean, she was the first athlete for Auburn up on floor, went 9.9 on floor. It was an awesome routine. Doesn't vault now, but came back for bars, usually very solid. And Kim had texted me because I told her, do not tell me how this meet, any of the meets, because I didn't get a chance to watch them yet. Don't tell me anything. But she had texted Ari, OMG, or something like that before I had said that. And so, Ari, I was ready for it. I was not ready for it. Cast over Maloney, that like barely even like touches and then flies off. Cast to bail, which I don't even know when the last time she probably did a cast to bail realistically. And she caught, like her fingers bent back, arched, flopped right to her butt. And then she was done. And they took her off, and then she came back with ice on her fingers. Sorry to see that's the last gymnastics that you'll do. Maybe you'll do something and to not finish like that. Who knows? You might do something. But the fact in competition, that's the last. It's so sad because the one thing I've always admired about Aria is her grit in competition. To watch her do elite, she would grit through, hit routines, and just doing elite gymnastics because she wanted to. It was her goal, and she wanted to do it, and she did it, and she always was, awesome about it. But she's a champion in my book, but I did not expect that when you texted me that. That's not what I expected to see. I feel bad for Arya. Hopefully she is okay. I'm sure she is, but just broken fingers. Just broken fingers. And a broken soul, probably, with the fact that that's how she had to finish. But there are a few more, obviously, seniors that did compete that we will continue to see compete in the next couple weeks at Nationals that we will talk about then. And then we do have some in our lineup that also finished their careers, and we'll talk about them in a minute. Podcast socials to follow and subscribe. R5 College Salute Podcast on Instagram. Make sure you follow that. That's where we've been posting all. If we're at meets, we post there. We do stories or post videos. Check that out. Our YouTube channel, of course, is where our podcast goes. That's where you can see the video podcast when it finally is posted of our alumni guest that we had on the podcast. Of course, Jordan Weber. Weekly routines, extra content. This is where our Region 5 Alumni Monday videos are posted, so check those out. But of course, our Instagram and our YouTube channel for content from our Region 5 alums. All right, Kim. You got some routines you got to watch. Lots of regionals, but who are your jiving routines this week?
Anastasia Webb, I mean Jordan Bowers. Her routine, again, with the piercing eyes, piercing my soul, just, I can't. Phenomenal. Reagan Smith on beam. Poetry in motion. It's not a jive, but her straddle half to immediate Corbett without a wobble, without a finger movement, is the things that dreams are made of.
And yeah, it's impressive to see live. It's very impressive to see live.
It's impressive to see live and pretty much underneath her. and the photos are carbon copy, like a carbon copy. And she doesn't just do beam. She also floats and flutters through beam. It doesn't stop. There's no stopping at all. Beautiful. Sydney Washington, oh my God. I know I've spoke about your floor before. I stepped out of my box on day two and shot floor where I wanted to shoot floor with you because I needed to get the pointing and the hand movements and the pointing at the judges because I knew exactly where I needed to be for this. So I kind of just like tucked myself away. I tried to become invisible, and I did. And your floor routine, spectacular. Spectacular. Your facials, oh my God, girl, yes. Jameson Sears, I know we've already talked in length about Jameson, but with her floor routine is amazing. That double layout that just comes right at you. Like I couldn't get on the ground fast enough to get underneath her. I wish I could have. If I could have like slid down and just like laid on the floor without looking crazy on a television camera. I mean, when does that stop me? But I just like could not get down fast enough. I think that would have been the greatest photo of all time is just like laying underneath her. But it's really like all of the antics that happened before the floor routine. How are you not tired? And then she like, on day one, especially, she had to wait a very long time on day one for her floor routine. And oh my God, the antics that ensue before the floor routine. And then all of a sudden, like, she's dancing, she's jumping, she's just all over the place. And then she's just on. And she, like, walks out with this, like, strutting attitude. And you're just like, uh-oh. We've turned off the Energizer Bunny and turned on, like, the queen of the floor. You could tell like the persona just changed, like Energizer Bunny, floor queen, and she just boom, puts it on. Maddie Walagora, oh my God. Again, another exhausting floor routine, but her face is amazing. She knows how to work that face, and they sing something during her floor routine. I don't know what they're singing or saying. I would like to go back and really, really, really watch it like in depth. It reminds me of Shea Mahoney and her exhausting floor routine, or a little bit of Emily Gaskins and her exhausting floor routine. Alabama, you exhaust me. Amani Herring from Penn State. Did you catch her floor routine?
I did see her double Arabian.
Stuck it cold. Mm-hmm. Beautiful.
I don't remember if I saw it. Which one are you talking, like the stuck one? Is that the one from day two? Because I don't remember the finals. Because I don't remember if she stuck it or not, but I did see her double Arabian.
I know day two she stuck it because I paid attention on day two to like watch her actual routine from the beginning. Mm-hmm. Day one, I like was on vault. I was watching on vault and I turned around because the music started and I was like, ooh. And then I had to pay attention to her name and I watched the whole routine. Oh my God, her routine is so good. And she performs the crap right out of it. so good. So if you have not seen her routine, anybody out there, go watch it. It does not disappoint. And then she opens with a double Arabian. I was like, whoa, girl, where did you come from? But her routine is amazing. And it just makes you want to like get into it. Actually, you know what? You can see me in, you can see me sitting on the floor like while she's doing her routine. I'm like, I'm jamming to it. So, so, so good. And she gets into it. She did amazing. She's like in the bottom of the lineup. She goes right before Sausalito, and who does a double front. But oh my God, such an amazing floor routine. She performs it. She has those facials. Just exquisite. It's everything it should be and more. I did pay attention to just a couple other places. Not many, because there were so many floor routines. So many good ones too. But the combination of Maya, MJ, and Andy at the end of the Cal lineup, flexibility, flexibility, flexibility. All three of them. They have splits for days. Leaps, jumps, and splits for days. And MJ's, her floor is better than Maya's floor. Her leaps, jumps, better than Maya's. I could watch MJ do floor forever. I love that MJ's style on floor is different than Marzetta's. That I really, really love that. Because I love Marzetta, we know, as we know. But I love that MJ's different. We all know how I feel about Andy Lee. Her floor is just hands down. Her dance ability and musicality and artistry is just well above and beyond. It's just exquisite. However, during the broadcast, Kathy Johnson, Clark. Okay, Kathy. Liz did not choreograph this floor routine. She did not. That would be Andy and Anna who did that. And as soon as she said that, I was like, whoa, hold the phone, girl. No, let's give our dues where the dues are owed. That is Andy, and that's Andy and Anna who worked tirelessly on that amazing floor routine. Now the music, I don't know where that came from. Was that Andy and Anna? I'm sure it was. But the choreography was 100% them Lees. So let's give them the props. Let's give them the props. I mean, Liz Crandall, you're great. Great. You probably, you know, are working in the gym in the Cal, you know, refining and just watching and doing and coaching, but choreography, it's not on your line for those ones. But oh, I just love Andy Lee, and her floor is just, oh, that can live rent free in my brain, just like at Gabby Wilson's, at rent free. Skyla's floor routine, can we just get a 10 on floor for Skyla like someday soon? Because she stuck the crap out of those tumbling passes. I mean, okay, so MSU didn't do the greatest, but they killed that floor rotation. They like ended on a good note. I was very excited that they could end on a good note. And Skyla's floor routine was no exception. She just, boom, nailed it. So she gave it everything she had in that routine. And I love that routine. And she stuck those passes like she was... like a lawn dart. Whoever said that, Johnny R maybe, but she just, lawn dart. I just thought it was great. Great way to end. I was very excited that she was able to do that. And MSU finished on a high note on floor with all the routines. So I was just very excited for that, for them. So that's all I have to jive about, because I could go on forever, as I said, but we're not going to go on forever.
You spent a lot of time in Ann Arbor, so that's understandable.
I did spend a lot of time in Ann Arbor.
Yes. Big weekend in Ann Arbor. So now we'll move into our Region 5 University, how we end our podcasts. And this is, of course, presented by the College Salute Fan Zone. So this is Ann Arbor Regional, day 2 for individuals, day 3 for team athletes. Vault, Hannah Scheibel, 9.925. Very, very nice handspring front by calf. She took a hop on day 1. So day 2. Very, very nice vault. Tori Vetter, also a very nice Yurchenko full. 9.9 for Tori on vault. It was awesome to see. Caitlin Grimes, this vault was nice on day three. I wish we could take the first vault, even though the score was the same. I don't understand that. Grimes, day 1, Yurchenko full, that like she stuck cold and like reacted and ran back. That was phenomenal. I got all on video. Same score. Her second vault, her day 2 vault, or the finals day vault, I don't think it was as good, but it got the same score. That's the 9.85. Suki Pfister, 9825. Kind of one of those things that she wanted to try sticking. It wasn't as big of a deal in terms like Max, where she landed sideways or stepped sideways, but she did step forward. Unfortunately, she was going for a stick a little too much, but 9825, still a beautiful vault. And then Peyton Murphy in her final competition as well. That was Suki's last meet, we think. We don't know. I have reached out, but of course, we wouldn't say it anyway, because until they posted or she posted, we would never announce that someone's coming back. But I've reached out to see if she has and have not heard back. Peyton, 9825 on her full. She is not returning. She is done with her career. She posted it already on her Instagram. But 9825 for a nice Yurchenko full for a 49.325 on vault. Number one on bars, I think she's been a couple times this year. I know the last conference championship she was, 9-9 from Ashley Szymanski. Beautiful routine, good reactions, love the reactions afterwards. She was high-fiving and jumping and hugging and all the coaches and everything. She was excited with that routine. 9-9, I was glad to see her at least get a 9-9. If I was telling the photographers and the media, if she gets a 9.875, so help me God. Give her the 9-9. It was awesome. Shania Adams, gorgeous bar work. Beautiful form. Execution is awesome. Gorgeous Maloney. Beautiful pack salto. And she does an absolutely beautiful dismount. The blindfold double tuck, feet together, stuck, 9-9. Megan Teeter, we already talked about this routine, 9.85. Beautiful double front half out, stuck it. I have posted that in our little video I have on TikTok. You can go check that out. Tori Vetter, another 9.85. Good Tkachev. Very nice half and half out dismount. Beautiful routine there, 9.85 for her. Very strong all around for Tori at both sessions of the meet. And then Maddie Walagora. First day hopped. Second day, I don't remember exactly if it was a full stuck landing or if there was a slight scoot. It wasn't like the first day where she literally hopped back. But the double layout, of course, we've talked about not doing the full out this year. Solid routine. Very nice Jaeger bail on day two or three. I call day two for them. It's actually day three. Faith on balance beam, 9.95. This is one of the routines I was unable to film because I was in the wrong box. I was across the beam bar area and I couldn't get there fast enough. But it was an absolutely gorgeous routine. Very nice aerial layout, step out. Beautiful routine overall. But again, replace that wolf jump with the standing full. Maybe an NCAAs. Do it in prelims. You guys are making it, doing prelims. We asked you to do it here, but you didn't, so maybe in prelims at NCAAs. Shania, 9.925, no wolf turn issues at this meet. Beautiful routine. I know you had talked about her beam and taking photos and what have you. On her beam, 9.925, gorgeous. Tori Vetter, another solid 9.9. That seems like that's just her number. Beautiful routine there. Super solid backhanding loud step out. Absolutely gorgeous backhanding loud step out. Maddie, on this day two, she fell on day one, 9.85 on day two, nailed both 1.5 dismounts. She did have a couple wobbles in the routine, but she made the routine unlike the first day where she fell. And then I was glad to see that Ella Cesario, as we talked about her just a minute ago, Ella Chimati made our lineup, 9.825 as an individual. Awesome to see. Beautiful front aerial by Kensington Loud step out. I posted that in our Instagram. Go check that one out. You can see that video of that. But post up the routine. I'll probably post the routine also in the coming days, so check that out. 49.45. I don't know if I mentioned bars. 49.325 for bars. 49.5 on balance beam for us. And then Faith on floor, 9.95. Gorgeous double layout. Beautiful double layout. Awesome to see that routine live. Also right there up front and close and personal there. Beautiful routine. Tori, 9.925. Love that front layout, Rudy. Absolutely love it. It's a great pass. We have a lot of front layout Rudys in the NCAA. I love Tori's. It's awesome. Peyton Murphy, 9.9. She was another individual to get a 9.9. That last little scoot on double pike. I know her mom's been emphasizing it the last week or so, or the last week, but beautiful routine. Awesome job to Peyton, 9.9 on her floor routine to finish her career with that. Maddie Walagora, I like her entrance. You didn't mention her entrance. Her entrance is stunning, just like how she walks on the floor.
Oh, like her.
Yes, how she just comes on with commands the floor, and then that front layout double full. Beautiful. Landed, I think, a little better on day one than day two, but 9-9 for her. And then Sid, I'm glad to see Sid Washington make this lineup, 9-8-7-5. I like her routine. I know you talked about it. I was enjoying watching her do that routine live. She gets into floor, and we've always known that, but it gets into floor. Great double backs on floor, beautiful double pike. Awesome to see, and I'm glad she also made this lineup for 9-8-7-5 for her for 49-5-5. So our 197-6-5 would have had us finish second to OU in Ann Arbor and advance to our first nationals in school history. Region 5 University is going to nationals. It's our second year, and our second year we make nationals. That's phenomenal.
Way to go to the Fighting Fives.
Yes, we beat Alabama just about a tenth, but now five of their scores are on our lineup. So you know, what can you do? Oh, what can you do? But since we advanced, we will have our 5U lineup in our pod for NCAAs. Same rule will apply here, however, unless we don't have enough to make a team on an event, which is possibly going to happen based on who's qualified individually, what events they're doing, and then who could or could not make it to finals. It will be based on day one, semis will be individuals. Day two will be teams, athletes. Same way kind of we did for regionals. However, at nationals, we will make an exception and use some prelim scores if we have just for some reason don't have enough on certain events because, you know, we just, that's just the way it is. We're not going to count zeros if we made nationals for our first year. We're not having zeros. So look forward to that. Region 5U in the NCAA championships. That's fun. Session one, LSU, Stanford. Nikki on balance beam and Skyla on floor will rotate with Stanford. Arkansas and Cal, and that's the order of the events. So LSU begins on vault, Stanford on bars, Arkansas on beam, Cal on floor. In session two, Oklahoma, Gabby will rotate with the all around. Alabama starts on bars, Sierra will rotate with them on vault and floor. Utah, beam, Florida, floor. So we have four individualists who have qualified, Region 5 alums individually, and then we obviously have Arkansas, Cal, OU, Alabama, and Florida with competing alums currently. So I look forward to NCAAs and hopefully some more exciting gymnastics still to come. All right, so wrapping up our podcast, it's been a long one, but of course we had a lot of gymnastics to address. Best five of the week. Best stick, I'm going Caitlin Grimes. That was awesome to watch.
I'm going
flat
to
out right there
as well.
It was so fun to watch, and her excitement afterward, that stick on the Yurchinko full in the day one, the semifinals, awesome. Best handstand on bars.
You know what though? Also best stick. I'm also going to give a best stick to Sage on vault and Hannah on vault because they both stuck their vaults too.
Yes. No, they did. Absolutely. Best handstand on bars, Shania Adams. Gorgeous.
Hands down.
Beautiful. Best performance, OU as a whole. That was just fun to watch. Fun to watch. And then Penn State. I don't think we expected Penn State to advance. I mean, that was to kick out Michigan. Penn State, Penn State wasn't the team that I would say kick out Michigan. They looked awesome. They did so well. They even did well on the day too. But
I think I'm still standing in Chrysler looking up at the screen going, what the hell is happening?
I know. Absolutely. 100%. Best at the college post-routine celebration, Maddie Bellagore after floor. And I had said it when we were standing there. That was a surprise. That was just crazy. And then Jocelyn Moore after bars. I mean, I just point at Shannon, jump around. I mean, there were a few more we probably could add to this list because there were a lot.
Oh, yeah.
But these two just stood out to me for sure. And then the best college stick stay and salute. The double back of Nikki Smith in prelims or semis.
Yes.
Awesome.
Yes. Absolutely.
Beautiful. And then
Tori Vetter. Off a beam, the day they wore it in the second day when they wore their Ohio Leos, I have it in a photo. It's she throws that head back and it's so good, stuck and saluted.
Yes, awesome. Lots of gymnastics. Loved being in Ann Arbor. Glad I got to go. And check that out. You know, for Peyton's last meet as well. I should mention that Cassie Barbanente did compete two bar routines, 9825 day one, 98 day two. Both were very good. She hopped on both, but on the landings, double layout, still gorgeous though. Miss, hope that she's going to come back. I keep asking her if she'll come back one more year, but I don't think she's going to because she only does bars. But glad to see her out there and competing.
Speaking of Arizona State, really quick, the vault celebration of Anya Smith.
Oh, yes.
And she like leaped into the coach's arms and like they almost did one of those like dirty dancing Patrick Swayze lifts.
That's probably another
that
one that
needs
could
to go on
the
celebration list. That needs to go on the celebration list as well because that was fantastic.
I do agree and I do remember that. And glad I mentioned Cassie because that triggered your brain and now that's
it. It did because so, I had it written 100%. Down somewhere and I meant to put it on there and I totally forgot. So, yes, thank you for, saying that.
So, enjoyed watching. Like I said, watched every single session. At some point in time during some of the days over the course of the last couple of days, but enjoyed watching it all and looking forward to only three sessions at NCAAs. So, little less gymnastics to watch, still just as exciting.
We know you enjoy our podcast and want more people to find out how awesome it is. So please rate and review us on Apple or wherever you listen to the Region 5 Insider Podcast. Please continue to follow us at R5College_podcast on Instagram and YouTube. We post extra R5 alum content on these channels all season long. Thanks again to Full Out Recruiting for your continued support, as well as our listeners. We could not do all of this without your support. Follow us on all of our social media accounts for the most up-to-date information on what's going on with our R5 alums all season long.
And remember, we will continue with our alumni conversations after the season. We'll more on that in just a few days. Thanks again for joining us for our 2024 NCAA Regional Recap. Make sure you look out for our Alumni Guest Conversation podcast, posting soon, as well as the video version on our YouTube channel. Congrats to all of our senior alums who performed their last dismounts this past weekend. We hope those who can return for fifth years will. And looking forward to NCAA championships and the opportunity for more spine-breaking coverage of our Region 5 alums. Follow, like, and subscribe. Peace out, Region 5.
5, 5, 5, 5, 5.